Listeners and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I am hungry, Jim.
Yeah, so what's new?
I've been eating fruit all morning.
Well, then that's reason enough.
Fresh mangoes, strawberries, blueberries. What are they called? Blackberries? Oh, sorry. There you are.
I was like, those are delicious.
I do like you, by the way, Ashley. Sorry to have your audio down.
It's okay.
Blackberries, blueberries. Oh, and raspberries.
Ooh.
Raspberries are a little, they're not really on the sweet side.
They're so yummy.
But they are yummy.
They make great finger cap covers. Have you ever seen? You put them on hair for Lego characters, too.
Like raspberry thimbles?
Yeah.
Nice.
They look so fun.
Now, it seems like a needle would just sail through that.
Yeah.
You think? All right. Ashley Wood is our guest. She's, of course, from River Cities United Way. I didn't get the title. I never get the title.
Community Impact Director.
Oh, see?
Hmm.
Fit that all on one line on a business card. Community Impact Director for River Cities United Way.
Small fonts.
There you go. You're the marketing expert, not me. All right. Some would argue, though. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I worked, of course. That's all I do.
It is all you do.
I know. I know. I've got to find a new hobby.
I don't know. Maybe we could get with Sonny. Get Sonny on the show.
Yeah.
And find out what does Jim not stink at that he could, that could be his new hobby?
That's why I have to keep putting on events.
Right.
The only
right,
thing I'm
right,
good
right,
at.
Right. Well, you've cleaned up from Desert Storm, obviously, right?
You know, to be completely honest, we are still putting away equipment.
Holy moly.
Well, we've
had 33 semi-trailers, right?
No. Oh. Only three.
Oh, that's what you own.
Only three semi-trailers, 30 small trailers.
Oh, I got you.
Of various types.
Can you
generators, vending.
Can you believe that, Ashley?
No.
That's what it takes.
That's a
to
large
put on
event.
Big events.
It is massive.
You know?
How does it?
Throw in a grandstand, 450 seats on top of that.
Now, do you guys own that tent that the VIP party was in?
No, we don't. That comes from Southwest Hospitality in Kingman.
Okay.
No matter of fact, Desert Storm sort of participated in the funding of that tent to let Joe ramp up to a larger, newer, high-quality, big tent. We needed 500 seats in that tent.
Wow. Speaking of Kingman, a good friend of ours is coming in on Thursday. Brian DeVincenzi is coming in for Kingman Street Drags.
Well, why Thursday?
That's what we had.
Fine scheduling.
Well, that's what we had. And, next week, of course, on Monday is Dia de los Dos Jefes.
Si.
And, and Brian's...
There's our international segment.
Right. Thursday, Brian will be on... It'll be Brian and Brian. Brian Springberg will be on the second half hour, but Brian DeVincenzi will be on the first half hour, and we'll be talking about Kingman Street Drags that are coming up. So that's how that works. So
yes, indeed. We'll be there... With bells on.
I spent Saturday in Kingman, which was a windy, windy day.
Was it?
I did a remote for Backyard Butchers, and it was in the parking lot over at Mattress Land and Furniture on Stockton Hill Road. They're still there today, by the way. You can get, it's 20 ribeyes for $39. It's USDA inspected beef, and they're freezer packed. You can put them in your freezer for 18 months.
Good
and
heavens.
They're still good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you've got Mother's Day coming up. Why not buy a package for your mom?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that would get you in good. Get her a vacuum cleaner.
20.
I like the steaks better, personally. Okay. I'm just letting you know. If my kids are listening, I want to make sure I get steaks, not a vacuum.
20 ribeyes for $40, uh-huh. or $39. So I would buy myself a pack and mom, and uh-huh. then, you know, give her one, have one for your freezer,
what about me?
Too. And you have Memorial Day coming up. You have 4th of July. You have Labor Day.
Takes care of your Labor Day and Memorial Day giving.
Plus the steak I have, like, on the Sunday night, I usually have steak. So.
And if you had leftovers, Father's Day is coming up right around the corner, too.
Hey, there you go.
You know?
So, anyway, they're on Stockton Hill Road in Kingman at the Mattress Land and Furniture. Look for the big white truck. It's called Backyard Butchers. Huh. Or you can go to their website. It's backyardbutchers.com.
So is this a traveling
yes.
beef selling organization?
Yes. They've been in the tri-state for about 3 weeks now. They went between... Oh, Kingman and Fort Mojave, the two mattress lands. So, So, on KJJJ, we did the remote on Saturday. Got a lot of people come over and said hi to us, and, they were giving away a $300, you can still enter that drawing. There's no purchase necessary. A $300 beef super pack or something. So,
gee.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't have my remote.
Do you get to ride at home?
Yeah. That's good. That was really, you know, I should have used that. I could have used that on Saturday. But Ashley Woods here, River Cities United Way, and we got into this conversation on Friday with our guest Sam Scarmato about the city getting the $1 million, distributing it over 11 different organizations, River Cities United Way being one of them. And these are, I hate to tell people, these are discretionary funds. It's not like you can use them on operations when they give you part of that $1 million. Go ahead and explain what United Way is doing with that money. And why you got that money. What was the argument in the grant? What was the narrative?
Yeah, our scope of what we're trying to do with the money is we're hiring community health workers. So we have put this together to allow for us to get 3 full-time positions filled and potentially more. We'd love to see it grow. With the scope that they will be the go-to person when people are looking for resources, which all of the nonprofits do get calls on a regular basis. Oftentimes, somebody will call and say, "Oh, I know your cause is this, and do you have resources just for this cause?" The nice part about these healthcare community health workers will allow for them to be the liaison of the information for clients that are in need of those services, but not just whether it's United Way, whether it's a nonprofit, maybe it's getting a job. So you've got Arizona at Work. There's so many categories that we can help them, whether it's also health aspects. Maybe they need transportation to get to an out-of-town specialist. Maybe it's that they can't pay their rent or their utilities, which is something that we also do partner with the EFSP or the FEMA board in order to receive those funds. So these caseworkers in place, they're going to be able to help these individuals get back on their feet. Oftentimes people say, you know, charity. Oh, if I give to charity, you're helping somebody or you're just paying their rent or utilities this month. But what we want to look at is the big picture. And we want to know, did we make a lasting impact and did we improve our community through these positions, mm-hmm. but also through the resources that we've collaborated and built just past nonprofits? So it doesn't have to be a nonprofit only angle. It is the opportunity for us to increase the quality of life and people in our community. And that is so important. So these health workers will focus on different scopes. We have one that's going to focus on the aging population and the veterans and the homeless. We also have one that will focus on families, and then we will have a general position. And so with those, they'll be able to get the people to the resources. But they will also be, and they're setting up for them to be available 24/7 in crisis, and work with the frontline responders. Mm-hmm. And that's so important that, you know, when you get somebody who has an emergency at 2 o'clock in the morning, no matter, you know, what the emergency is, where do they go? You know, what sure. What do they do? Do if it's that they maybe had a burnout in their house and maybe the fire department shows up, but then what does the fire department do? They do their job and then they have to go on to the next task at hand. That's where these positions will step in to, you know, navigate and streamlining that process so that it's not such a confusing, daunting process. And it doesn't make people want to give up hope, because that's exactly what all these great nonprofits and businesses are doing.
Right, right. Jim, anything?
No. What qualifications do these positions require?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
So we did just have an article go out in the paper that we're looking for. And the requirements and skills are proven work experience as community health worker, social worker, or similar role, experience working with people of different cultures and socioeconomic backgrounds, understanding of the healthcare system and how to help patients find necessary resources. And those are just the basics. We do have other categories that, depending on the position that they apply for, where we can match them up best. In fact, we even had our first interview this morning. I rushed over here from the interview over to do Speak Out, and we are starting to see these applications come through, or I should say resumes starting point. So if somebody wanted to apply for the position, the start would be to email your resume to rcuwaz@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay, or they can drop it off to our offices, or office in Lake Havasu City, which is the River City's United Way office, is 145 North Lake Havasu Avenue, and that's in Fire Station Number 5 next to Sundance Gas Station.
So I know somebody who has a lot of experience in the healthcare industry. I'm not going to say specifically how, but they don't live in Havasu. Is this for a position that somebody in Fort Mojave or Bullhead City, Laughlin, Kingman could apply for as well?
I would say I would encourage if they were from out of town. Now, the position is a Lake Havasu because it's through the Lake Havasu City grant.
I got it.
Now, ultimately, our goal is to expand and better support our surrounding communities, because it is our service territory with River Cities United Way. And we might find that these workers are working with clients that maybe are working out of the area or trying to migrate out. But ultimately, these funds and these positions are starting in Lake Havasu City.
Interesting. What if the person has a physical limitations, or that? Is this mostly a phone-based position? Is it one-on-one? Is it both?
It's going to be both. Okay. And that's the nice part is that if they're helping out with the clients that are calling in those emergency bases, so there will be that availability that they'll need to be able to answer those phones and be on call. And that could mean weekends or evenings as well. And from there, we will have meetings that are going to happen on weekly basis, mm-hmm. as well as attending events within the community, and to be able to provide that data that we're going to be collecting from these individuals. Like I said, it's not just a Band-Aid that we're, you know, putting something over. We want to make sure we healed the whole thing.
No, it's very important. This is a super important program and something that Havasu desperately needs.
Yes.
And I could see where you made the need for the city and scored high on the rubric in that. But how is this sustainable? The city wanted sustainable program proposals. How is this program sustainable? Because you have to pay these people. How do you make the money back?
Correct. So for this, we also do... We're still doing our fundraising with River Cities United Way and mm-hmm. campaigns. And depending on how the angle and the scope of each of those positions happens, it could also create opportunity, but we need that data, in order to create opportunity for more grants as they come through. And that's what we're very actively looking through, to help collaborate in other grants that might be out of the area, but also out of the scope of things that we can try to fill in those gaps.
Yeah, I totally get it, Jim. They have to create the position in order to apply for more money.
Yeah. And and funders love matching. They don't want to think that they're the only one coming to the table. We got to have multiple people collaborating.
And that's absolutely correct.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned that the person filling the job would receive calls. How are you referring to the person in need would be calling?
The crisis intervention. So the first line responders, they are putting together the cards. I did get to look at the proof last week that they'll be receiving where it encourages them to call a specific number in those instances. And then that number will be routed to each of those employees that will be on an rolling basis so that they're not 24/7 having to answer the phone, but that way
they
then
have a shift. So is it just the United Way that is going to be the recipient of these calls, or is this something divided up? It seems like a very clever idea. So the first responders would give out the card at the time of the session with the person in need.
Correct.
So would your partner agencies also participate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we definitely are encouraging our partner agencies. It's no different. The data tracking just for the community health workers is only one piece of it. And if we aren't working with our current and whether they're partner or non-partner agencies that are here locally providing services, it doesn't. We want to make sure that we're giving every possible resource to these clients, and as they're needed. And with having that phone number that they're going to receive in order to refer, it will be a direct line, so that it's we don't have to worry about any kind of you leave a message and we'll call you back kind of scenario. Because people, when they're in those situations, need help now.
Wow,
so
if
the fire department, let's say, responds to a fire and it's determined that the house is no longer habitable, and they would this be an appropriate circumstance where they would then give this referral card and then your people would deal with that immediately?
Red Cross assistance can only go so far.
Exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's where we just want to pick up and not duplicate anything anybody else is doing. We just want to strengthen numbers on this. So, yeah, they would receive that information. They would reach out to their worker, and then that worker would get them the resources. And it could be that we need to do a cleanup of that house that just burned down that you mentioned.
Wow. Great
Very
program.
Good.
Yeah. That's the new community health workers coming from River Cities United Way. We're talking with Ashley Wood, and Jim Russell is here as well. Or I call him Brother Jim.
Yes, right.
Brother Jim is here. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue in a moment. At the bottom of the hour, Christina Hook is going to call in. She is the BBB Director of Media Relations. They just want to be called BBB now. Did you know that?
That's to the point.
Yeah. So there's no flag on the play for the acronym. We normally throw a flag on the play for an acronym, but they want to be called BBB.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if I'm supposed to call them Better Business Bureau or not. I better ask her off
That's
the air, right? All right. She's going to call in around the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk to Christina about a new program they have called BBB for Good, with the number 4. So,
It seems appropriate they would do a little name changing, because they seem to have changed roles in many areas.
Absolutely. All right, back with more in a moment. Some Toby Keith and Willie Nelson. Stay with us.
Arm of the law, put a few more in the ground. I'm all to the maker, and he'll settle on down. You can bet he'll settle down. Cause justice is the one.
Is there a particularly good time, Jim, when a cold beer does call your name?
You know, my name has been being called by Bud Light for the last 12 years since I stopped drinking it. Yeah.
Still? Really? You're not. You haven't stopped drinking Bud Light then?
I stopped drinking everything.
Oh. Oh, I see. I gotcha.
Yes.
No, mine's always after a hard day's work.
Oh, yeah.
It just tastes good.
Yeah, that's one of the things that not drinking removes is that reward beverage.
Oh, I got you.
You know, when you think you did something cool and you sit back and...
Well, you really don't do that much on the radio, so I don't drink, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the cold beer doesn't really call my name after a hard day of work in radio. Yeah. If I had a real job, I'd starve.
Yeah, but it probably does after you've had done a really great set at an event. And
it's a setup and teardown for sure.
Okay.
Especially at Fox's after four shows in 3 days. Absolutely.
Or in Seligman.
Yeah, that's this weekend, by the way.
Black
Cat X at the Black Cat Bar on Saturday night at 7. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT, check them out online at lesolson.com/Kingman, Prospectors RV Resort, 4750 London Bridge Road in Havasu. You looking for a hookup, Jim?
Oh, that's the
You're
place,
married.
Huh?
Hookups are $6.45 a month plus electric.
Seems very real. Plus electric, huh?
Yes. Yes, and the chair.
I thought they were battery operated.
Oh, my. And by the chair, Havasu-style dining with great music with live entertainment and a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge. It's the chair. Don't forget, we stream live and our show archives are at KNTRTalk.com. It's blazing fast right now for some reason, the website. And also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And we're with Ashley Wood from River Cities United Way. And I wanted to get a recap on the VITA program. How many people were served?
So we ended up having a total, I'll break it down actually by the two cities that we had set up. So in Lake Havasu City, we had a total of 482 returns that were completed from state and federal. And I know it sounds weird to say state and federal, but some people file one or another or don't need to file both. And that, so that was with 241 families or individuals that completed that, and that brought, them back $153,244 in returns.
Whoa.
Yeah. As far as Kingman, we had a total of 263 families and individuals, getting 526 returns completed. And they ended up bringing back a total of $109,283 in returns. So that, we are happy to help everybody get that much-needed money.
What a great service. That's just a really neat thing.
Oh, it was jam-packed. It was a lot of fun. I was very excited at the very beginning day or the very beginning week. We ended up having National Pizza Day also. and we had Papa Leone's bring us some pizzas that had been donated for Slice Out Hunger. And, in fact, I had people who showed up the next week and remembered that from the year prior, so they were excited to come get pizza and taxes.
Boy, a little double benefit there.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you had that and the Day of Caring also.
Yes, it's been so busy.
That was in Kingman, right?
Yes, Day of Caring was on April 22nd from 8 a.m. to noon in Kingman. We ended up having a total of 16 teams with a total of 304 volunteers. They were able to fill a total of 260 bags, also picked up two mattresses and one tire. and we, at the conclusion of it, run the band, had also performed at Firefighters Memorial Park on Detroit Avenue and did some live music for us, which was a nice closing to a very much appreciated day of community cleaning.
How cool.
Yeah, the city of Kingman had crews of drivers that went around to collect all the bags. And volunteer teams off the top, Foothills Bank, the Marvelous Micro School had a couple teams. Mojave County HR, Kingman Cares, Correll Family, Girl Scout Troop 2167, the GEO Group, Mojave County Department of Public Health, Compassus, I think is how
Compassus.
I'm saying. Compassus. Yes, I'm like, oh, goodness. And Kingman Rotary. So those were just the ones off the top. But we had lots of volunteers, like I said, that came together, and we were pumped for how it ended up finishing out. I mean, 260 bags of trash.
Yeah, that's great.
You think, you don't see it all in one setting, but when you hear that magnitude, that's a good day.
We do have our next guest on the line, and I'm going to ask Christina to hang on a second while we finish up with Ashley Wood. So how do people get involved with Day of Caring if they want to participate? next year or at the next event.
Yeah, I would encourage you to contact our office, and we can get you onto the list. And that would be the 928-855-6333. And they would just ask, we have two Debbies in the office, so if you could call and ask for Debbie Carter, she's going to be the coordinator for next year's.
Not Debbie P.
Yes, Debbie P, we got her spread thin, so we got to start right. wearing some hats with her.
Right. Again, folks, if you're interested in becoming a community health worker,
yes.
give River Cities United Way a call. Get us that information so we can put it up on our Facebook.
Okay, absolutely.
On at least two of our three Facebook pages.
Yeah.
And we'll get that information out there. So
thank
again,
you so much.
Ashley Wood, our guest, thanks for coming in. You're just a wealth of information
yes.
when you come in.
I try.
I feel like I don't have enough time when Ashley comes in, right? Or Debbie. All right. Thanks for joining us, Ashley.
Thank you.
We're going to go to next part of the show. We'll have Christina Hook on. She is the BBB Director of Media Relations. And we're going to allow Jim Russell to sit in on that interview as well.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Florida Georgia Line. I love those guys.
Oh, very
They're
good.
They play to have fun, and you can hear it in their music.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Neat.
I love it. All right, speaking of country, we have... and that's a weird way to introduce you,
yes.
Christina, but Christina Hook is
that's
on...
That's a new one.
The only reason I said speaking of country is because you went to Stagecoach.
I did. What a lovely intro that was. I enjoy it.
What the heck was that like?
Oh my goodness, it was so much fun. Just a lot of great people out and outside listening to music. I mean, it doesn't get too much better than that.
A lot of great people three times the size of Havasu, right?
I don't know the exact number, but there was definitely over 100,000 people there.
Wow,
so it
that's
was
a
huge.
Lot of people.
It's a lot of people over a lot of days.
I have a fascinating side Stagecoach story.
All right, let's get to that in a second.
Okay.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006, also featuring... self-service doggy washes, conveyor belt not included.
Did you talk about that when
I
she
did.
Was on the air?
She laughed. She thought that was very funny. And by Salmon's Air Conditioning, older than the London Bridge, serving tri-state area for over 52 years, but not older than Jim Russell.
Nobody is.
Ask about
except
Salmon's
Willie.
Superior maintenance plan. That's right. Willie just turned 90. That's right. They're in a buy local or buy local, and Jim has something to say about that.
Yes. Well, we know you buy local, and when you do, shop with these folks. They just want an opportunity to serve you. They're local. They spend their money advertising wisely here.
Christina and I are sitting here with bated breath.
Okay.
We have to hear your Stagecoach
story.
I know. That's a good way to start it. I don't know if we need to even talk about anything else except Stagecoach.
Right.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Go ahead, Jim.
A very close friend of mine is very much involved in the business side of Stagecoach. I was impressing him with how wildly successful Desert Storm was and how much was sold on the boulevard and things. And he calmly, quietly said on the opening day of Stagecoach, which was not a full day and it was a weekday, that the Stagecoach merchandise sold $2.4 million.
Oh, man.
That's how big Stagecoach is.
Wow. Your street party's nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, Christina, we have a phone call that's already come in.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Is it a question about Stagecoach or DVD?
I honestly don't know. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, Paulie. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Jack?
Hey, two things. When you were mentioned Dorita's Place, and Jim says, well, did you talk about that? When that means he doesn't listen to your show.
Well, there is that. You know, Jim sometimes calls and says, what time's the show today?
What?
Yeah, I'm kidding. What else you got, Jack?
Okay, for Christina. I know this is kind of probably a dumb question, but...
There are no dumb questions.
Well, I'm
questions
glad you said
great.
That. Do you have to be a business to join the BBB?
To become an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau, yes, you do have to be a business.
Okay, so but there's no other way to belong to it, then, is that right?
Are there more specific questions you could give me? I mean,
I get your point. I understand. I told you it was a dumb question.
But maybe do you mean if you're a nonprofit or if you're a charity or a community organization? Do you mean something
no,
like
I'm
that?
I'm just talking about being me.
Oh, no, it's not the Better Persons Bureau.
Yeah, I thought not. I told you it was a dumb question.
Okay, well, there
Christina,
are amazing
nice talking
people.
To you, Paul. Jim, take care. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Go ahead, Christina. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, while there are amazing people in this world, unfortunately, we do not accredit amazing people, just those businesses running ethically. So maybe that's a new program we can add someday. But as of today, we only have one other new program to talk about.
And
BBB for good.
And the fact that you are now in the Nomadic.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So many topics today.
I got a lead with that. We're not going to bury that lead.
Okay.
You're the first business that I know that has come out and said, we're in the Nomadic.
Oh, we're so excited to be here. So Nomadic is a co-working space that's located in downtown Lake Havasu, so right up the street from you guys. It is a beautiful, modern co-working space. And if you don't know what co-working is, it is a building that offers space for multiple different kinds of businesses. So, like, BBB has an office within this co-working space, mm-hmm. and it's filling up quick. It's great. There are offices of different sizes, and there's open desks for those flex workers, maybe someone who does have a remote job but just really needs to get out of the house and come utilize some of the services in this space. It's really great, and it's just a good place for businesses to come and collaborate. And that's why we thought it was so important for BBB to be in this location, is to be able to offer our business support services to our local entrepreneurs. So we love it. You should come down and check it out. It is a beautiful space. And you can come in Monday through Friday. I believe the hours of the location are 9 to 5, but don't quote me on that. You can just stop by and check it out.
Right, and you're located right behind Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers right there on Main Street. So really easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new building. Is there anybody else in there that you're collaborating with that you were in, say, was it F106? Was that the name of the co-working space over there?
Yes. So the same owners that were running F106, the Partnership for Economic Development, they are also the owners of this building. And, yes, many of those entrepreneurs moved over from F106, and there are other new businesses in here as well, so you can come in and check it out. The address is 2119 McCulloch, so right behind the jeweler, but you can't miss it. It is a huge dark black building, and it's very modern for downtown, so
that's
you shouldn't
cool.
miss it.
That's very cool. How long have you been in there?
How long? I think I've been in here a month now, a couple weeks to a month, just getting settled.
So this is like breaking news, dude.
Yeah.
That's
it great. Is.
That's
you guys
very,
are the first
cool.
ones.
You need to go over there and take a speak out tour, an informal tour, and check out that facility.
Would be fun. Can you do that? Can you stream live from locations?
We can definitely go live from a location. That would be something that I'd want to invite James Gray in on. If we were going to do that, and then promote that space if they're looking for more. Hybrid or as you call them, flex workers to use that space.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the word hybrid, when you talk about my employment here, it is hybrid, has been for a while, doing the news and weather and that at home, and then working in the office as well. So anyway, you started off with BBB for good, the number four, and tell me what that's all about. What does BBB for good verified mean?
Well, thank you for asking. We're very excited about it. So often when I come on the show, I share about all of these great resources and programs and scholarships and grants, all these things that sometimes the community doesn't quite know about Better Business Bureau. We think of Better Business Bureau as a place of support for consumers and a place to go check for trustworthy businesses, which are both completely accurate. But additionally, we provide so many different resources to help businesses actually be better. And our newest program, BBB for Good, is a social responsibility program. And what it does is help to elevate purpose-driven businesses in the community. So we can pause right there for a second. So okay. Some listeners might be going, what is a purpose-driven business? So simply put, it's a business that goes above and beyond their mission to actually help do good in the community. And that can be in such a variety of topics and a variety of industries. But just to give a couple examples of the first business that became a BBB for Good verified business is actually a physical therapy office in California. While they offer physical therapy, they additionally provide free, no-cost services to underprivileged youth in Orange County.
Oh, how interesting.
So it's kind of that second level. You know, some other businesses that consumers might be familiar with, we can take Tom's Shoes, for example. That's a really big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a pair of Tom's Shoes, the business itself incorporated into its mission gives for free a second pair of shoes to someone needy in the community. So it's that additional level going above and beyond your mission. And there are so many incredible businesses doing things like this, and we wanted to ensure that consumers not only had a place to find trustworthy businesses on BBB.org, but also those giving back to their community. And that's what the BBB for Good Trust Mark is all about.
Right, and those are BBB for Good standards then, right? Talk about those, the higher purpose, community engagement, authentic marketing, and that sort of thing.
Sure. So just like becoming an accredited business with BBB, that we have 8 standards for trust. Those are examples like advertising honestly and being transparent with your customers and having proper licensing. The same is true additionally for BBB for Good businesses. So this is actually a great place for me to share that to become a BBB for Good verified business, you must first be an accredited business with us. So that's just a good little point there to make, but you can be both. So if you're interested, let me know.
So that's the starting point then.
Yeah, the starting point is to become a BBB accredited business. And then additionally, you've got 4 standards to follow to become a BBB for Good verified business. Okay. So the first one is higher purpose. So just like I was sharing, you create transparency through your organization by showing intent with your purpose of a higher social and environmental purpose. So you, for example, you can actually incorporate that into your mission and vision of the company or have a page dedicated on your website to really show that higher purpose. That can be in the form of donations in the community, volunteering in the community, giving back in other ways, hiring marginalized communities. The list goes on and on for how you can make an impact in the community. And it doesn't necessarily have to be social either. It can be environmental. So many, you know, communities are organizing planting tree days or cleanup days or using more environmentally friendly products. That's a hard word to say, environmentally friendly products. So lots of different ways you can achieve right. That higher purpose.
So, okay, let's say I'm on the BBB website and I'm looking at businesses that are verified, that are BBB, what do you call that?
Accredited.
Accredited, thank you, that are BBB accredited. Is there a blue check mark or something that says they're BBB for Good verified? How does that work?
Very good question. Thank you for asking. So there's 2 different ways we can look at this right now. So if you're looking to find a purpose-driven business on BBB.org, you can go in the little search bar at the top, just like you would enter, say, contractor, if that's what you were looking for. You can now enter purpose-driven business. So when you do that, you'll get a huge list of all different kinds of businesses, and you can, again, search locally based on where you are, and this list of purpose-driven businesses will come up. So that's a new type of business that we've added to our website so consumers know to go and look there. Additionally, when you look on some of those purpose-driven businesses, you'll see the ones who have made the commitment to become BBB for Good verified and commit to those four standards by a new trust mark. So what the trust mark is I know you've walked around town and you might see a car drive by that's got the BBB. It looks like the BBB logo, but it's our seal, and it says accredited business. We have the same thing for a verified business with BBB for Good. So it's a circle, it's got some green in it, but you will see that symbol start to show up on marketing materials for those approved, and you will see that on their BBB for BBB.org. Lots of BBBs and acronyms here, right? On BBB.org, you'll see that circle trust mark for BBB for Good on their business profile.
We usually throw a flag on the play when it comes to acronyms, but you want to be called BBB now, correct?
We do. It's Better Business Bureau, of course, that's our full name, but sometimes it's quicker and easier just to say BBB, and I think that it comes naturally to people to say BBB, so we are both.
We have a BBB for Good verified person here. We're verifying that Jim actually still works for a living. He's not retired. But
that's right.
Would this be something that a business owner like yourself would be interested in, or would you know of other businesses in the community, Jim?
I suspect that any business looking to improve their image would value this. And it's interesting that you're looking to change some of the identity there, because it seems that the organization has taken on these new roles of enhancing the business rather than just reporting.
No, and I really like the community giving aspect. That's very attractive to a lot of business owners, Christina.
It is. And that's a really great point that you bring up, is that we saw that so many of these businesses were kind of already doing things like this in the community. They were not only doing a great job of providing their products and services, but they were additionally doing so much more, maybe on the weekends, or they were organizing, time for their staff on an evening to go and give food at the food bank. There were so many things that were happening, and we wanted to find a way to elevate those businesses. And there are other programs that are like this. So you take, like I referred to, Tom's is a huge, multinational company that sells shoes all over the world. Hmm. And they abide by much higher stringent standards when you're talking about a huge, huge company like that. We wanted to create something that was very attainable for the small businesses. So all the mom and pop shops that make up most of the businesses in the United States and most of the businesses that are accredited by BBB, we wanted something that was achievable to them. So our online application is very simple. It's really tell us what you're doing and show us what you're doing in the community. So it's a simple online application, and our goal is that we want to see you recognized for what you're doing. So this is an achievable trust mark for really any size business, but really aimed at those smaller businesses.
Well, we'll have much more information on this posted on our website in the BBB and community section of kntrtalk.com. And Christina, congratulations on the move to Nomadic.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for being on the show again this month. We'll see you next month then. Are you taking the summer off? Taking cash to Disneyland? What are you doing?
That's a good question. I am going on a little trip, so I will follow up with you about that date.
All right.
But enjoy the summer, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Perfect. We will. Thanks so much.
Okay. Again, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Christina Hook, BBB Director of Media Relations.
Yes.
We'll be back.
And the sneak peek into the new Nomadic.
Right. Back with more in a moment. Here's some Darius Rucker with the comeback song as we go to break on Speak Out. Stay with us.
You're on the feel-good side of leaving. And I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know. All I wanna do is put a drink in my hand. To fill it up, I'll throw it down.
little Eric Church to close out the show. On tomorrow's show, we've got City Manager Jess Knudsen, and he's going to bring in Fire Chief Pete Palafis.
So wow.
Chief Pete's going to be on twice in one
wow.
week. He's going to be on a week from today with you and,
uh-huh.
and, of course, Chief Troy Sterling from the police department. So join us for Speak Out tomorrow. Wednesday, we'll have the Chamber and Esme Electric. Then, of course, Kingman Street Drags and Brian Springberg on Thursday with Supervisor Ron Gould closes it out on Friday. That does it for us on Speak Out. Join us tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.